Hey, Candace Wakefield's gonna give us a fire performance, and the combine's in the building. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Swag.
I thought you got it made. That's I would love fire. To have that's something fire. Like that made for Wink Love.
But you know, I don't wanna, yeah.
I need that shit in every color.
They do. They have it in like every color. I'm yeah, not gonna
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for Black Hollywood Lives The Beat. I am joined in studio with my queen to be.
Hi, guys. What it do?
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Yo, the only time I'm not here is if I'm traveling or I'm getting that money. That's the only way I'm not here. That shmoney come first. You smell me?
Mr. Carter in the building.
Y'all already know what it do.
Hey, we have special guest, the Combine, in the building, y'all. We got EQ.
What up, what up, what's up?
Triune.
What up?
Well, thank you guys for stopping through.
Appreciate you having us.
Miss Candace Wakefield in the building.
Hey.
Yo, I'm super excited you brought your hats.
Yeah.
You brought your vocals.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
Who are we listening to right now? Who's the SoundCloud of the week?
Right now, we rocking out to Joshua Triplett's new joint, Too
Long.
Right. Real crossover. It's dope.
Friend of the show.
Yep. You seen the recent video his little baby did?
I can't take it. She's do so many commercials. She's so cute. Shout out to Joshua Triplett.
She's working, man.
Uh-huh. Hey, shout out to Joshua Triplett. Make sure you guys check him out. SoundCloud.com/JTripNation. All right, so we got a whole bunch of videos to premiere today to show you guys. We were going to play this one last week. Fortunately, time ran out. So it's B. Slade, Sexual. Yeah. Let's take a look.
Tell me what you think. Okay.
Well, all right. Now, Queen, you found that he sent this over to you,
he
right?
He texted to me, and I watched it, and I thought it was very interesting. This is a whole nother side. Of B. Slade, a.k.a. Who used to be, formerly known as Tonay. Okay, so this is a whole nother side of him. Yeah, he texted me this video, so I think it was important to support him. So,
boom, let's take a look. And I love the sound of it.
And it's clean, shot with a red. Can't hear it, Steve. Some people are gay. Maybe I'm just sexual. Very clean.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish he manscaped a little bit. But
you ain't into the.
I'm not into the
taco meat.
The taco meat.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's crazy taco.
Nah, he cool though. He's sexy with it.
Yeah, it's funky. I like it.
Turn it up a little bit, Steve.
Total 90s feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, very Roger Zapp almost kind of.
Yep.
Am I the only one getting a little Prince vibe?
Just a little
I like when he moved like that. Go ahead, B. Slade.
Like a Prince holiday track.
Okay.
It's more like you said Prince. I think it's almost like
let
a Kenny
play.
Okay.
Some people are straight,
some people are gay, but I'm just sexual.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he's saying?
Yes. We know what Queen be doing in the south.
Hey,
B. Slade, sexual.
Fuck you.
Shout
good
to
for him. I think this is good for him. First of all, if y'all know Tonay is, he used to be a full out gospel singer.
Absolutely.
Okay. So he came out saying like, you know, he's into, you know, whatever. He's free-minded. So if he want to dip over here, he dip over here. And if he want to dip over there, he dip over there. But, you know, this is big for him to be able to be free and to do what he, you know, do what he loves and express it. So I just give him, you know.
And do it well.
Yeah, good for you, B. Slade.
All right, now next, we got to play Candace. Now, this is your best friend, Elvis.
Boy. Yeah,
tell us a little bit about Elvis. How did you guys meet?
We actually met at a mutual friend's event, a house party, and we met and we just vibed really well. He said that he had saw me on YouTube and was a fan of mine on YouTube and had hoped to one day meet me, and we actually met, and it was just like a great connection ever since then. We've got to do some work with TLC together and a lot of work that's coming out next year. We just vibe it out. He's an amazing songwriter. I'm just glad to call him a friend.
And this song's really dope. It's called Congratulations. He just dropped the visual to it. Absolutely. Take a look.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Good luck with that. Good luck with you. Good luck with who? These niggas like to talk. Leave them charged to screw. I was out in Houston at the class. Heard these niggas did the math. Aftermath. Now I'm in the coochie. Then I take a bath. All these bitches nasty, though. I be like, whoa. I only chill with the realest, the youngest to get it. I got to check on you niggas. They hating it broke while I'm out on the mission. Yeah. Out in the mansion. Yeah. Out in the houses. Whatever is chill. I miss the juice with the pills. I put my mama in all of my wills. This money keep calling my name, my nigga. This money keep calling my name, me nigga. I wake up and feel like the same, my nigga. Yeah. This money keep calling my name, my nigga. This money keep calling my name, my nigga. I wake up and feel like the same, my nigga. Youngin' I'm flossin' now. Youngin' I'm flossin' now. What are they talking about? What are they talking about? Yo.
Hey, Elvis Brown, congratulations.
That's a dope record. That's
yeah,
dope
he's really swaggy, too. Yeah. Just like when you meet him in person, his essence is just like artist.
Absolutely.
And it's really dope. What did you guys think of the song and video?
It's a dope record.
Yeah. Real dope record. Yeah. I thought the visual matched the record really well.
Absolutely. That was what I was... Yep.
That's, like, that's what I would have expected to see hearing that record without the visuals.
So. Uh-huh. I like his little head bob with it, too.
Yeah.
The way he runs.
Yeah.
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 All right. So next up, now, EQ, you know this next person, Sensei Don't Play.
Okay, yeah. All right. Sensei, that's my
so
girl.
So she just dropped her latest video onto you, featuring Young Lix.
Oh, she got braids in her hair? What?
Yep.
She did that. Yeah,
let's take a look.
She did that.
Word.
Yep.
All right.
Checking up on you. You got me going through a lot of things. You bullshit, switching, pulling strings. Bitch should be thinking wedding rings. Because you, I'm a dead to dream. Mad because I could have been your queen. Really thought you could be my king. At the ones you fuck with, I'm the one to fuck with. If it's on it, fuck it. If you wouldn't run it, I can't understand how I'm feeling tonight. The energy got me surfing on cloud nine. Living the moment. I'm all about the moment. Don't fuck up the moment. Or don't kill my vibe.
Sensei Don't Play featuring Young Lix on to you. EQ, what was you thinking? Had you checked this video out already?
I actually have seen it briefly, yes. I love the carnival style atmosphere that they got going. It's real playful. You know, the chemistry between the two of them seems really dope. I'm waiting on her to allow me to bless a record for her. So, you know.
Coming soon.
Yeah, hey, we'll see. We'll see.
Trying, what was you thinking?
I'm a reserve judgment on this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just say what I'm thinking. I think the record is dope. I think she's talented. I actually like her voice. I just think that she may put herself under the gun with the braids and the whole, like, she may catch that Iggy Azalea.
The heat.
Like, you.
Bitch, you from Kentucky.
Like, it's.
You don't do this at home.
Yeah, it sucks. Hey.
Did he turn my mic off? Okay. Let me shut up. I ain't got nothing to say. Yeah. Anyway, good for her, whatever. Take them braids out, though. Word up. Let's be real.
Candace, what you liking the track?
You know, I think it's got good vibes to it.
She gonna watch this,
too. There's always someone that's gonna like something, and there's always someone that's not going to. So you have to respect everybody's opinion and just keep pushing.
My thing, just be real.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be real, though.
Well, let's talk about it. So, Combine, y'all have some real music here. Now, how did the two of you guys meet?
I love the switch.
You know what I'm saying? Because the two of you guys have...
That was a hell of a segue.
You peeped that? You peeped that segue, though?
They don't call me the segue. They don't call me the segue king for nothing.
That's his best friend, though. That's why.
Yeah,
that's real life.
That was Letterman worthy.
She's a homie.
Like, your segue.
She the homie. It's all good, though.
So, you guys were artists separately, and you guys decided to come together and create this. How did this inception come about?
Fugazi.
Well, you know, it's it's kind of simple. I mean, we met through a mutual friend. Right. We had a mutual friend of ours who is a big fan of hip hop, the homie Obi-Wan. Shout out to Obi-Wan, who introduced the two of us. And, you know, we just seem to have a chemistry artistically from the jump. We didn't have to force it. We actually, I did a record that was on a solo album of his. A song called "Pray for Him," which I was actually on the hook, and the video got a lot of love and a lot of feedback, and people were wanting more music from the two of us together. Right. So we did another record, which was a remix to another song that he did called "LOE," which is now over 500,000 views on YouTube.
Oh, that's
now.
Dope.
Nice.
And then at one point or another, we started talking about making a record, and the album kind of came together, and here we are. So. Yeah. We have our own solo stuff, respectively, but we love making music together.
That's super dope. Yeah.
And the fact that you guys have found a way to do it so easily, because you hear these people that come together for a group, and then the egos kind of get involved. And so there's friendship there first, and it's all for an artistic cause.
Right. I mean, the friendship part is the foundation of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of it is, business-wise, we're both self-sufficient individuals, so we don't have to, like... I never have to be on his bumper about getting nothing done and vice versa. So from a business standpoint, it works perfectly because if I send him a record, he gets it done, he sends it back. He sends me a record, I get it done, I send it back. And since the friendship is there, the synergy is there as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, still.
Now, all right, so we got this video. It's called Like a Winner. Tell us a little bit about it.
So, so this is one of the records that's on the album, The Combine. It's on all digital outlets as of right now. And we shot this visual a couple months back, and we released it about, I'd say, 8-9 days ago. And okay. I think so far it's at, like, a little over 300,000 plays.
Okay.
Yeah, it's creeping up to 400K.
That's good.
Yeah.
You from L.A.?
I'm originally from L.A. My mom's is a Grammy Award-winning R&B singer.
Oh, nice.
So she's from the Midwest. I was actually the first one in my family born here. Shout out to my fam in Gary, Indiana, back in the G.I.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, yeah. Yeah, so.
L.A. and Harlem.
L.A. and Harlem, baby.
Okay.
Best of both.
Okay,
right?
Both
worlds. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look. This is Like a Winner Combine.
Shorty says she wanna fuck with a winner. Guess that explains why she fuck with a nigga.
Facts.
We Mastros and Mr. Chowns.
He already got points.
Swag.
I'm surprised that they
got a brown girl in the video.
Never mind your exes.
Oh, and I pushed for that.
Thank you.
That was on purpose.
Thank you.
That was on purpose.
So I guess there's a difference.
You should have heard our conversation in the lobby.
And the messages on Twitter.
Yes.
Miss Independent, baby, that ain't no issue.
Nah.
I respect the ones that handle their business.
Facts.
There ain't no penalty for having ambition. My father always taught the difference between women and bitches. I see them hoes throwing shade at your pictures, commenting on your fits and your filters. Remember when you on their mind, you get mentioned.
You sexy.
The haters' admiration, that just means that you winning.
It's that Harlem swag though.
Hey, fill my cup, ain't got no jaw like a winner. Gas burning, got the lot like a winner. Said she want me in her mouth like a winner. Diamond shining bright like a winner.
You better move with your...
Shorty and I need me a win.
Swag.
Hey. Say your verse. What you got?
Oh, you hit, so now you think you a winner.
Oh.
See, nigga, you ain't pulling, you just met her on Tinder.
I'm oh. Hey.
Never spike when I score, cause a winner's gonna act like you been there. So what you thought that you was one to remember? You the type to fall for hype just like a leaf in September. She said you getting this in the draws bang, like seeing Niagara Falls. Did it once and there's no need for Rihanna.
Hey. Okay.
Spin a rack on any girl, she throw a math at you. That'll make your ass a winner, just a sucker who took a chick out to dinner. Pay for pussy prostitution, my nigga.
Oh.
Go ahead and ask me why I'm cold as the winner. Equalize, pull up on her, put my brakes in a fender. This level of elevation keep her higher than Denver. To win is a marathon, and you barely a sprinter. Just let me show
hey,
you how.
Like a winner, the combine. Good. Candace, where are you guys?
Yeah, that was crazy.
They dope.
Lyrically and the whole content as a songwriter, I listen to words literally. I actually talked about something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
it's clean.
Thank you.
Video shot clean. Y'all look good. It's dope.
Yeah. Great job, guys.
you just close your eyes and listen to that, like, you guys both have radio voices. Yeah. Like, it's just perfect to bless the mic.
You know what
mic.
I love? You don't sound like anybody else.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Out there. You don't sound like you're trying to imitate anybody. You have your own sound.
That's actually our favorite compliment to hear.
And we can understand what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're from a different era. Like, I want to be clear. Like, I'm not 21 years old. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend to be 21 years old. Yeah. I'm from an era where in hip-hop, you had to differentiate yourself. Otherwise, you was called a biter and you was exited out the game.
Yeah.
So I've always strived my whole career, and I know I can speak for EQ when it comes to this too. We thrive to and strive to be individuals, ourselves. I don't want to sound like Lil Yachty. I don't want to sound like J. Cole. I'm not trying to sound like Drake. I'm triune, and I'm comfortable with that shit.
Yeah. Hey.
Triune.
Facts.
I mean, that's just... amazing.
They shot that with a red too.
And not only, it gives me that, like you said, like you aren't from this time, and it's like you can see that in the visual, the way it was shot. It gives me, like, I don't know how to explain it, like the early 2000s type of video feel. Mm-hmm. And just your voices bring me to that time when, like, in the 90s, early 2000s, when I used to listen to artists and their voice meant something to me. Nowadays, it's just like you listen to
all you're doing
artists,
is this.
Yeah.
I mean.
No hair and nothing.
What is it, the Snoop Dogg thing?
Yeah, that's it. But this right here makes I could see myself driving in my car.
Yeah.
With all the windows down, the thing, and just rolling. I can vibe to this. I can drive. If you can drive and vibe to a song, you by yourself, driving long distance, this shit is on blast. I'm in my Benz, everything open, and I'm going. This is what I feel.
Absolutely.
And I will buy this.
Thank you.
Yeah, we make music that this generation will appreciate,
absolutely.
But the energy is that golden era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Now, what are we working on right now? So we just dropped this, and obviously this is...
Wait, why did you have to fight for her?
Oh, yes, please.
It wasn't like, I just said that more symbolically.
Right.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm unapologetically black.
Yes.
That's never going to change. And I hate the way that black women are portrayed in media, period. So with my platform, I'm always going to portray, one, a black woman that's unapologetically black, and I'm going to portray her in a way that's classy and sophisticated in a queendom manner. So if you see the visual... I will never have nothing lewd or nothing crazy in my videos ever.
No. Mm-hmm.
She's going to be displayed in a classy way.
Yep.
She's not going to be... And there's only
twerking.
One... Yeah, there's one in the video. Like, we both have one woman. We're not running around with four
multiple.
Or five women.
Yeah.
Guys, they're the good
Thank
guys.
Thank you!
That was
they're
all
the good
on.
Guys.
That was
Here's
all done
the
on.
Clap set, Steve!
Yeah, like...
Yes.
Thank
we
you.
Don't got no claps, shit.
Everything is deliberately done.
And neither do the
not,
girls that they mess with, girl.
Praise God.
Now, what they do after they get off the shoot,
that's
on
them.
Okay, right.
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 Right. But the way I will portray them is going to be the way I portray them.
Absolutely.
Thank
that's
you.
Nice.
Absolutely.
So coming into the first quarter of 2017, what are you working on?
Man, a whole lot.
A lot.
I mean, earlier this year, we were blessed with the opportunity. One of the other records that we released called Dime City was actually used as a theme song for a CBS sports television show. So
that's dope.
We had the ability to use that kind of, and the way that this album came together was because of the fact that we're both very avid sports fans. And we both are engulfed in sports all the time. We played them, we coached them, we watched them, we love them. That's kind of what this whole album was based around. So we have early 2017, some licensing opportunities that have made themselves available, with these records. Everything on the album is kind of a sports entendre to it. So, you know, some of the songs that
like
you, the song titles, you'll see Like a Winner, you'll see Dime City, you'll see 40 Yard Dash, you'll see Alma Mater, you'll see, you know, these are all songs that are based around the sports entendre. So you may or may not be seeing and hearing the Combine on ESPN or,
you know,
Fox Sports.
I mean, you know, just something
right.
like,
you know,
no big network,
any of those things. But that's what we're aiming towards right now, is trying to put our music into a more globally looked at platform.
Right. Yes. And then as well, aside from the licensing opportunities, we will be hitting the road next year.
Absolutely.
We're working on that tour now.
Do we have a name for the tour?
Not yet. We have ideas, but I'm not going to leak that quite yet. But we'll be hitting the road next year for sure, and we'll be hitting all the major markets in the country. And then we have a video for Dime City that is being edited right now, and mm-hmm. we'll probably be dropping that end of January, early February.
And now you've toured with some of the greatest. I mean, you've been around. Just a couple of KRS-One, What's one of the biggest lessons that you've, or tidbits that you've picked up being in the industry? And just in case anyone want to know, Queen knows her.
What? Who?
Girl, I'm trying to ask him a question. You talking about your nose?
I picked my nose because it hurt right here. I had to make sure it's clean.
The right way, yeah.
And then he's looking at me, so I'm like, hi, because I'm picking my nose while you're catching eye contact. That's disgusting. Okay.
Girl,
I'm not digging. I'm just in the perimeter.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Making sure my shit clean, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. Facts. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Work.
Girl, don't touch my hand.
You got a frame right? Facts. No, this is the. Yeah. You said my frame too long.
That's
real.
Yeah.
Shit. Right. Okay, so you're asking him his question.
On my bag, girl.
Exactly. Right. No, I ain't bleed on your bed. Don't tell people that.
What?
You a fucking liar. Oh my God. I hate him.
Oh God.
I hate him.
Oh God.
I had my period day one, and I'm at his house sleeping in the bed. What's wrong with that? There was no accident.
It's like
his
gay
ass swear vagina's juices is dripping every fucking where.
Okay.
And is
okay,
it?
Now first of all, bitch, you was on my bed talking about I don't want to leak nowhere. How do we go here? This is what I'm saying. Last week it didn't go this way.
Okay.
Anyway,
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Now you was asking.
We're the bipolar opposite of y'all.
Okay. Right. Okay, so you
were dropping our mixtape first quarter.
Right.
But you people that ain't gonna be on it though. Moving right along.
Anyway, so you've been in the industry for a minute. You've worked with some of the greatest. What's one of the biggest tidbits that you've kind of seen touring with them or being around legends like that? That you've applied to yourself.
I guess the biggest lesson is to be a consummate entertainer and professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of deterrence on the road, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be, you know, side glue deals or the women and the drugs and all the, you know, the different things that could come with it. And so, like, in particular, KRS-One, because he's an older artist and he's seen everything, I could kind of gain experience without having to live it by just listening to him.
And he's so knowledgeable.
Yeah, extremely. So, like, you know, he passed little things down to me, like, you know, hey, don't waste your time at the after parties unless you're getting paid for it. Don't tell these chicks where your hotel room is. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know, certain little merch, you know, things that you do, you know, after your show, go down, you know, get to your merch booth this way through the crowd and then, you know, sign your autographs. Don't exhaust your presence. Leave. You know, the little nuances and tricks when you're on tour to maximize your earning potential and to minimize the risk that comes with being on the road.
But see, the crazy thing is, does that even exist anymore? Now that, because back then, there was no, like, social media or anything like that, so there was more privacy, and the people used to yearn to see these people. They would stand around. They want to wait for you. Now, they could go on live, or they can go on
Snap.
Yeah,
but there's nothing like seeing someone in person.
But when you're watching this person daily live, it's like, oh, well, I see him every day.
Girl, if Beyonce walked by you.
I've been around Beyonce. That's not the issue. Beyonce also isn't on live every day. Beyonce is untouchable.
Yeah. And you're leading me to my point.
Right.
So I take a different approach to things. Like, I got a chance to tour with Jagakiss for a short period of time, mm-hmm. and he's a very private person. Mm-hmm. Jagakiss isn't really out on social media like that. And I learned from him as well from some other artists that I've never met even. But I don't exhaust myself on social media. You're not going to see me on Snap every day. You're not going to see me on live every day. You may never see me on live. I'm not on Periscope. I'm not on certain platforms. So I make sure that my presence is, and I'm not saying this in a narcissistic way, but I make sure that my presence is almost a gift when it does arrive.
That's
because
me.
That Respect. Way, because yeah. that way, I'm not exhausting my presence. Like,
Facts.
No shout
bitch,
out.
Don't
this
look
bitch
no, 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 no invited to events. Hold up.
Yeah.
I'm always invited and I never go. But when I show up, I get mad love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, you came out, queen, because I fucks with you.
Right.
That's why I came out. Right. This is the only motherfucker whose house I go to, he be like, you better come over here. I get out of my bed in my pajamas and go chill with him. It's a very few. Sia is very few people that I'm, you know, I move for like that. Other than that, I'm in my own world doing my own thing.
Yeah,
I don't have time to be socializing every day. I don't need to be at the place every Tuesday that everybody at, or at the place every Wednesday.
That some of that has to do with the confidence that people have in themselves, too,
that's
though.
True.
Because, I mean, if you're confident in yourself and who you are, you don't need the additional attention of being
sure
on live
you don't need the validation.
Periscope and all that. Right. So, you know, I think that it comes down to, you know, like, you know, Tri was saying, learning from, you know, these people who have come before you, but also setting your own precedent, which is that, like he said, you want people when they see you to be
excited
right.
and happy,
like,
and honored.
You talked about that other era, like, you know, my mom's was a singer-songwriter, big name back in the 70s, you know, for those who
what's her
know,
name?
Who
Denise
know
Williams.
Who Denise Williams is. Yeah.
Yes,
Denise
yes,
Williams!
Yes, yes!
Yeah.
Denise Williams!
Hey. A lot of people, well, from our generation, our age, don't know about that.
Okay,
but, you know, I mean, that was pre-Instagram, pre-Facebook, pre-all of that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And, but
your mother was the bomb.
Okay. Thank you. She is the bomb.
She,
you know, she still sings all her original key. Yeah,
really?
She's,
she still hit them notes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just took, I came to a show just a couple months ago.
Yeah,
so.
Get out of here. That's legendary.
VH1 Divas, honey. Where was she?
Yeah. She come from legendary.
Y'all bring
Fox
up here.
Okay,
even just learning from her, though, but just to, you know, get back to the point, was that, you know, it just comes down to, like, she had so much confidence in herself.
Yeah.
And I saw her turn down so much stuff growing up. I was like, Ma, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that. She's like, nah, I don't need to
choosy.
Do that.
Choosy. Gotta be
so
choosy.
So then when you go, and like you say, you show up, the love is crazy.
Show up and show out. That actually happened the other night. So I went to this thing, it's called the Black Billionaires Concert. Track Martians was putting it on. And all the interviews are up now. You guys can check them out. So I met EJ, and yo, he has this new song out called Saucy. He just dropped the video.
EJ who?
Johnson. Not Johnson.
Okay, him.
I'm sorry.
EJ Saucy. Yo, EJ.
Well, EJ, you
feeling saucy. You faded. You smoking.
Damn.
Will you bust it open? If I let you run in my foreign, baby. No lie. Baby, I'm one of a kind.
Yeah,
I'm flipping these birds at the drop of a dime. Yeah, you holding on to that man, you don't need. Stop holding on to that man, he ain't me.
Oh no,
there's no need to even explain it. Cause when you're looking for the real, I'm the man right here. Hold up, just take your time. There's no need to rush, just take it slow. We got all night. I see you surfing my wave, my wave, my wave.
I see you looking for the real, I'm the man right here. Hold up,
you can't ignore me.
No,
I'm so saucy, saucy, saucy. Bitches can't ignore me.
Oh no,
I'm so flawless with the foreign haters can't afford it.
Hey, EJ Jones, Saucy, like, I mean, it was like meeting an alien. He's like, his energy is so dope. He does this, that Star Wars thing when he greets you. Super cool kid. Alright, this next one, I can't remember if I played this for you guys before, but I'm gonna do it again because it's my gym song. I've been running this track. I have gotten this woman too much money. She's from London. She's one of my favorite artists out of London.
Oh, yeah.
Steflon Dong. Mm-hmm. The song is called Real Ting.
Yeah.
Take a look. And apparently this song might be towards Nicki Minaj.
Uh-oh. Okay.
She's on the other side.
Some get light, but them don't look right. Enough talk, but them don't fight.
Okay.
With the kid, labels on my back, 'cause they know I'm gonna win. Yeah, I'm the
but she knows she ain't this. Even if I wrap these bitches up and clean, yeah, them still wouldn't sell. I was in the shop, had it from the cops. Then I was at your niggas' house, cutting on the crop, grinding in my dudes, looking like a boss. She said she getting money, but she lying, tell her stop.
Shots fired.
Saying they're in love.
Hey, Stefan Dong, real team. What are we thinking about that?
I think dudes really gotta step their game.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah, the girls coming.
She got bars. Yo, she's spitting. That's hood.
I'm telling keeping you. It 100 with yeah. you.
No, that's
these women.
We were just talking about
this on the way here. Women have bars. They're coming. They're like, no, we don't have no more hard dudes. Everybody want to wear tight pants and nobody want to be hard.
We're just talking about
the
women about
are like, yo, I'm just going to take over. I'm going to be hard. I must be feminine, though, but I'm going to be hard with it. And I'm coming with
somebody's
got
to do it.
Somebody has to do it.
On Mamas, I just said this the other day online. I just find it interesting that Young M.A. is the hardest rapper at NYC right now.
Right now. Wait, but why is he teaching motherfuckers how to... Why is she teaching motherfuckers how to eat?
What, eat vagina?
Yeah.
Well,
but
shit.
But she, I mean, she... I'm not even going to get into that.
Yo, yeah, that's another part. You know, that part.
But she, they got bars.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah.
So the tea is with Stefan Dong. She's been quiet for a minute, but apparently that there's all these rumors that, you know, Nicki Minaj has that whole Trinidad. She does that London
voice. But she's Jamaican.
And whatnot. So that she had kind of taken some of the style and influence from London and brought that over to here in America and Monopoly. Off of it. So Stefan's coming out, and now that she's coming out, she's got colored hair too. So
that's
people keep
record,
trying
though.
To.
Man, that's
yo,
a hard record.
It's hood.
That record.
I played it for you
over at Dash. Yeah.
It wasn't this track, but we did Cho Popolik. Like, this girl has some serious.
She's not from New York, but
she sounds like New York.
She cut from that cloth.
And that was what he was saying about Young M.A. Yeah. Is that it's not necessarily that she's
that record,
the hardest rapper from NY right now, but she's the only one making that hard New York sound.
And Remy, give Remy a little bit.
I mean, all the way.
That goes without saying. Yeah, that goes without saying.
Even if it wasn't all the way, even if she wasn't. Rapping to all the way up, like
she's
always gonna have bars.
Right,
yeah.
Of course.
But these bitches is killing these dudes.
Yeah.
Step up. Dudes.
Right now,
women are making y'all look real bad. We don't need to start no
switch sides.
Well, speaking of the female takeover,
not me,
Ms.
I just want to keep that a buck. I got fucking bars.
He's rubbing the sleeves out.
We'll do a cipher in a little bit. All right, Miss Candace. So now you are out here. We just got to start with this because everyone's probably like, why are there hats on this table? So not only is Candace an amazing songwriter, singer, she is also just an artist in general. So you have these hats.
Yeah.
Now, what is the name of your hat company?
Well,
and how did it come about?
Okay, well, as an artist, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter artist, and as an artist, you want to stand out. You don't want to look like everybody else, and hats have always been my thing, you know, so... I've been wearing fedoras for a long time, and, you know, everybody else wears fedoras, too. So I'm like, damn, everybody rocking these fedoras. Like, what could I do? So, you know, one day I was at the house, and I had some paint, and I just was like, looking around, I'm like, I went and grabbed my hat, and I just started going in, and I started rocking that one hat. And everywhere I went, everybody wanted to know where I got my hat, and I'm like, I made it myself. And I'm like, oh, shit, it started to become a thing. So I turned it into a business. I'm like, Superstar Seat Collection.
You know,
different from the rest is when you look your best. You
know? Hey, like that.
Superstar Seat Test, you know, so every artist, you know, anybody, you know, rocking fedoras, I pass out my cards, you know, they always ask where I get my hat. I'm like, shoot.
Yeah, there it is. You know, I made it.
You went on tour with Nicki Minaj. I mean, you've written for some of the greatest artists that are out there right now. And now you're taking your time.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Candace to step forward and shine.
Absolutely.
How hard was that for you?
Oh, man, it was a tough decision because I had been working for Nicki Minaj consistently. I literally was able to leave my job and tour with her for 4 years, like, nonstop, and that took care of me, you know, but it was it was a blessing. And then after a while, I felt like, man, I'm missing opportunities to do my own artistry. I was missing opportunities to do shows, all kind of stuff, you know. So I'm like, man, I kind of got lost in the background world because of the money and the consistency of it. And I lost sight of my dream and my goals. So I just prayed about it, and, you know, I took a leap of faith, and I left the background world alone, and I had made a conscious decision to not go on the second half of the tour with Nicki Minaj, and me not doing that got me my first publishing deal.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
I think that was the best decision that I could have ever made, you know. And God bless her, you know, I still show her love. It's a blessing, you know. Traveling the world for a long time, being heard solely, my voice in front of thousands of people, has been a blessing, and it still carries with me today.
What was your favorite song to perform on tour with her?
Grand Piano. Because I got to do this big operatic part, you know, all by myself, you know. The world got to hear my voice every show, you know. So that was a blessing to be able to touch people with my voice. So Grand Piano.
I love that song. Now, coming up, TLC has this big album that they're working on. And,
about time.
You got some spots on the album.
It was already paid for.
Congratulations.
Absolutely, yeah, you know.
So tell us, defend TLC, because some of the fans
Is it being funded by the money that was given to them by GoFundMe,
and Candace's paycheck was real cute.
I don't know much, but I know enough to know that these things take time, and it's just not them. It's so many other people that operate under your operation.
Yeah.
So you have to take in consideration that it's not just you handling things. There's other people around. And, you know, fans, you know, we rush and we want things quick, but it ain't that easy.
I'm happy that they're coming back.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be a part of that. T-Boz is amazing. Chili is amazing. And I'm so glad to have a few records on there coming out.
Hey. Yay. Good for you. That's
working.
Yeah, absolutely. God is good. So.
All the time.
Candace, you know, I know we've had so many highs this year, but what is one thing that you would say, being a female in the industry right now, and singing the type of music that you sing, what's been the biggest struggle as a new artist or a developing artist?
Struggle. Just basically trying to get out there more, you know, getting the respect of everyone. You may have the respect because I've been songwriting for so long and things like that, but it takes time to grow, to get your music to grow. You know, I've had a song, my 1993 Camaro, that I released last year, and now at this point, it's actually like booming. It's booming. Yep. And I'm like, dang, I released that back then. And like right now, it's booming. I'm just like, okay. So I see the process that it takes time, you know. So just getting a lot of no's due to the fact that I am a singer, and sometimes I am told that, oh, well, you sing too good, or you sing, and I'm just like, what? You know what I'm saying? I've completely heard that I sing
understand.
Too well, and that the common audience wouldn't be able to understand.
That's a fucking lie. And that is why independency is the best.
The goal, that's why
it's way better now that you don't need a record company behind you. You don't need nobody with a huge budget. You just need a friend who knows how to work their camera.
Be
like, yo, feel me, understand angles, and you can do all that for free. Put yourself out there.
And that's what I'm doing.
And we talked about last week, Chance the Rapper has really, you know, opened these doors now. The fact that he's up here for a Grammy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Respect.
And Solange. Even though Solange is Beyonce's sister, they don't treat her like a
mother. It don't matter.
She didn't have nobody doing nothing for her. She funded that whole thing herself. She went out in the woods.
Her husband and her son.
She went in the woods and she did that whole album by herself.
Yeah.
No hype, no nothing. Her sister ain't promote or market shit for her. She did it all herself and she's up for a Grammy.
She's finally getting the recognition that she
deserves. Absolutely. She's in a different space right now.
Absolutely.
Different
space.
The time is perfect for her.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That Beyonce space. Shadow is big.
Yeah.
Really big. So Kelly Michelle's still trying to come in.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that she's finally emerging from that's great, man.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Shout out to Solange.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Candace, one of my favorite moments from your story that I've heard, I interviewed you over at Dash, is that you recorded all of your music in your 1993 Camaro.
Yeah.
And I love it because it's dedication and the fact that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, that joint still drives it. Room in there, honey.
Hey, it's straight. I'm straight. I'm leaning back.
You leaning back. Yeah, I'm just saying. Leaning. Yeah.
Got the coupe, man.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to play the video, because the video kind of talks about your story.
Yeah, Absolutely.
So tell us about why are you still driving in this 93 Camaro?
You know, number one, 93 Camaros or Camaros period, since a little girl, have been my number one favorite car. It was always my dream car, and it was my first car as an adult. I had a 94 Camaro Z28, so that was my first car as an adult. But this car in particular, I was living with my mom, you know what I'm saying? And I've been songwriting for years and things like that. But after a while, I didn't have money to pay to go to studios and record my stuff. So, you know, I invested in myself, computer. My manager at the time had got me a microphone. And I just was on GarageBand trying to figure it out. I was just like, how you do this stuff?
That GarageBand,
like, ain't no excuses.
Though.
I'm going to figure this thing out. GarageBand. I was just like, okay, every day I just kept getting better and better and better. Mom and pops are older. You know, they go to bed early. Certain content and be loud. I'm like, where am I going to go now? I ain't got nowhere to go. So I'm like, I'm going to go to my car. You know, I'm like, this is probably going to be dumb. This probably ain't going to work. You know, I go in the car, got the best sound, got everything you need. And I just tapped into so many emotions. I was by myself, nobody to hear me, nobody to do any input, opinions. And I just would cry singing records. Mm-hmm. I would laugh. I would just have so many different emotions going on in that car singing on this mic, just this handheld USB mic, you know. And, you know, it got me my publishing deal.
That's
I just
awesome,
was shopping
man.
Records. Yeah. And my publishing deal came alone from my consistency and my dedication to recording all these songs. And I had this big-ass catalog of over 500 songs that I've written and recorded in this car that got me my deal. You
wow.
Know?
So, like, how even if when it break down, please keep it. Put
it does. It, when I just a 93, I have spent a new car on this car. Wow. You know, but God is good. I'm going to get my new mirror, my new blessing, but I'm always going to keep this
that.
Car.
Absolutely.
That's my ladybug. Good luck,
John. Yeah.
That's a fire story.
All right,
that's
so
a great story.
Now, you also have this other song that's out now, single Higher Ground, which she's going to perform. And it took everything in my power for her not to perform it at the top of the show. I was like, now we got to go out high. All right, so we're going to play 1993 Camaro and then get you set up for your performance.
Okay. And then Steve, turn the mics off.
Boom. Yeah, so here we go, y'all. Candace Wakefield, 1993 Camaro.
Sitting here thinking about life and how I'm gonna get by. Every day and night I'm out here working overtime till I'm tired. I got lyric after lyric, song after song. I've been grinding in my car, I'm not alone. Cause it is my refuge, my personal space. Whatever emotion I'm feeling, it's my key. Crazy how the time goes by. Sitting in my car all night and I'm looking at the moon and I'm looking at the stars and I'm wondering if I'm going to see tomorrow. I wanna know if I'll ever make it like the big stars. Have a big star, I live a boulevard, have a fancy house, and I work so hard. I just wanna make it for the family. I gotta make it for the family. I do.
my whole left side of my head.
Yo, Candace Wakefield, 1993 Camaro. Queen, why you got porn on here?
This is not porn, you hating ass son of a bitch. He wanted to know how many tattoos. I hate you. He wanted to know the tattoo. Look,
see what happens when you ain't paying attention?
I'm comfortable in my skin, so fuck you, you.
Hey, he said that was a Pornhub thumbnail.
That's what he said.
I'm not saying it looked bad.
He's the one who be putting me onto mad porn on Snapchat.
Why?
Follow this motherfucker.
Go on her Snapchat.
My Snapchat, whatever popping up when you see them fucking is something that you tag me on.
I put her onto Tumblr and she like...
Tumblr? Oh my God, I don't even go. All right, okay, sorry, Candace.
First of all, 1993 Camaro, what were your thoughts?
I think she sounds freaking amazing, and you're not too good to be whatever. Whoever's saying that is scared.
Haters,
and they're scared, and you need to keep doing what you're doing because you sound amazing.
Thank you so much. For real. And don't stop writing either.
Get paper from everywhere.
I'm going to play that for my mom, man. I'm going to play that record for my mom.
You know, that's what Nicki Minaj told me that I sounded like to her when I first met her.
Denise Williams. She said, oh my God,
you sound like an angel. You remind me of Denise Williams.
That sounds really
full circle.
Look how the spirit works. You and her son. This is her egg right here.
This is a magical show.
I'm sure enough going to show her, too.
Well, you got to show her this next performance because this is genuinely my favorite song of yours, Candace. It's called Higher Ground, like when you hear it. When you hear it, it is just going to touch your soul. It's going to make you move like in ways that you haven't moved before. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Candace Wakefield. Higher Ground.
I'm taking off into the sky. Here I go, roaming way up with the angels. I am flying over on my obstacles. Goodbyes is the only truck I know. Gone with the wind, I feel it in my soul. The further that I go, and it's levitating me. Oh, it's levitating me to another frequency. Where y'all at? I'm up in higher, higher, higher ground. I'm up in higher, higher, higher ground. Oh, you could ever, ever bring me down. I'm up in higher, higher, higher ground. Whoa, whoa, floating on so high that you can't reach me, yeah. I'm way up in them levels they don't teach you, no. You gotta open up that third eye and you'll see it clear. So much life up here. Come with me, let's go, live a little.
Candace Wakefield, higher Candace, where can everyone keep in contact with you?
Hey, Superstar C, SUPASTARC, everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, God bless y'all. Candace Wakefield.
Hey. Thank you for stopping by. Combine, where can everyone follow you guys?
Shoot, you can catch us at wearethecombine.com is where you can catch us. And at IMEDOTQ, at iTriune, what up?
Boom, Queen.
Everybody already know. Instagram at Queen Wink. Snapchat at Queen Wink. Twitter at Queen Live. And if you want some weave, go to queenwinklux.com. Winklux.com. Winklux.com. Winklux.com.
Wow. Mr. Carter.
You already know that. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter and at MrCarter.com.
Boom. Make sure you guys hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also hit us up at BHL Online and BHL The Beat across all social media platforms. Hit us up on iTunes. Subscribe to that podcast. Till next week. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. Info at blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.